Exclusive, Scott Pressler. Every aspect of our lives is affected by Biden's feckless and reckless agenda. By Hannah Blow on March 9, 2022. Every aspect of our lives is affected by President Biden's feckless and reckless agenda. From soaring gas prices to crumbling foreign policy. Grassroots conservative activist Scott Pressler told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Pressler, who has spoken to countless Americans through his laser-focused efforts to register new voters, said Americans are particularly concerned with the economy under Biden's presidency. Look at how every aspect of our lives are affected by Joe Biden's feckless and reckless agenda. He said, providing specific examples showing the stark contrast between Biden's presidency and former President Trump's. You go to the gas pump. It's higher than it was a year ago under President Trump. You turn on the TV. They're talking about war with Russia when we had peace in the Middle East. We had peace in Europe under President Trump. You go to the supermarket, all the cost of meat and foods are up, he said. You can't live daily life now without experiencing the catastrophe of what it's like living under the Joe Biden agenda. That's what people care about, he said before pointing to the school system as well. We just elected Governor Glenn Youngkin in part because we've seen that parents felt they weren't being represented by school board members, he said, noting that he lives in Northern Virginia himself. They were being told by the state, by the government, that they didn't have a voice in education. And so we're seeing an uprising with teachers, with students, with parents, with working-class America. These are the people that are going to propel an America First win in 2022. However, Pressler stressed that electing America First conservatives is priority, not so-called Republicans in the same vein as Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y., and Representative Adam Kinzinger, R.E.L. I have to be honest with you, I'm not a Bush or Cheney or an Adam Kinzinger globalist Republican. I'm an America First Republican. So the reason why I'm doing this work is I want to make sure when we take the House, when we take the Senate, that we are electing American First conservatives. So I've been to Illinois because we primaried Adam Kinzinger. He's not running for re-election. I will be returning to Wyoming to help primary and defeat Liz Cheney, he added, listing election integrity, medical freedom, parental choice, border security, and an internet bill of rights as the top issues an America First Congress should tackle on day one.